bill is not about pro-life or the right to life. This bill is about control.
Tonight on a special episode of Andyland Radio, we cover the Alabama State Abortion Bill, which aims to repeal Roe v. Wade and prohibits abortion rights for women who have been raped.
You just said to my daughter, you don't matter. That the state of Alabama don't care nothing about you, baby. That you can just be raped and impregnate you, and you gotta carry this baby under Alabama law.
The bill will sentence individuals who perform illegal abortions for up to 99 years in prison and turns back the clock on abortion rights. We will hear stories from women who have had abortions and learn more about the social and economic barriers women face from unplanned pregnancies. Tonight on Andyland Radio, airing early at 10 Pacific, 12 Central on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to the show, I'm Andrew Willis, and tonight is not just like any other night. That is right. We are not going to be doing a regular show like how we normally do. Usually I come on in here, I get all excited. I say, you know, this is Wednesday. This is the middle of the week. And then I list off nine of my favorite bands that week and we play their music and we talk about fun things that are going on in the community and wacky news and all that sort of stuff. But to say the least, as much as I love giving visibility to music, to musicians, and to punk rock artists, I love punk. You know I love punk. Punk rock is really policy, public policy in the form of music, in the form of song. But tonight is going to be different. We are going to be giving visibility to an issue that is much larger than just music. It is about women. It is about women's rights. It's about human rights. It is about who can govern our bodies. And really about this atrocious bill that was passed yesterday, a very deplorable, very confusing, perplexing bill that was passed yesterday in Alabama, in their Senate. There was this lovely bill that was crafted that essentially said women are not allowed to at all get abortions unless it poses a health risk to the mother. Okay, well, if you're raped as a woman, good luck. You cannot get an abortion now. This is really confusing me. As an individual who loves looking at what's going on in the news, I am very, very startled and perplexed. Like, what does this mean? For someone who studies sociology extensively within my undergraduate degree, I'm really curious how this will affect not just people in Alabama, women in Alabama, but just communities, states, even the whole United States. I want to know how this is going to affect people's health. Will there be more incidences of death, say, by abortions performed at home? Are coat hanger abortions something that's going to be coming back? I mean, this is really terrifying stuff. So I would like to examine this in tonight's show. We're going to do a little bit of an extended show. We usually do from 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central till about 11:30. Do a 1 hour show. We're going to do a 1.5 hour show tonight. I have a very, very special guest who most graciously, on the last minute notice that was given, said, yes, I would love to call into the show. I'd love to speak with you. And so I'm not going to say who it is, but they are very, very, very huge. My first celebrity interview. And quite thankfully, not many people get the opportunity in broadcasting to have their first celebrity interview be about a matter as important as this. So I'm very grateful. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but this guest, you must listen. Midway in the show, we're going to be bringing on this guest via phone to talk with her about this abortion bill. I'm Andrew Willis. We are going to go to some music. When we come back, we are going to be talking to my lovely friend Nancy, who's in Toronto. And we're going to find out how she's feeling about this bill. We're going to play a few news clips, and then we're going to do a few more phone calls, and it's going to be a really interesting show. We're really doing this on the fly. This is not something that has been scripted or scheduled. This is just all kind of firing and happening at once. That's usually how news seems to be happening these days. It's like a big giant carousel that flies around, and then people just fly off of it. And who knows where it ends up. But what I do know is that once we're done with this broadcast, you will be a little smarter and hopefully a little happier on this issue. And we can hopefully find a way to move forward as people. When we come back, more on Andyland Radio with me, Andrew Willis.
CITR 101.9 FM. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
On Andyland Radio. I am here with my really good friend, Nancy. Hello,
Hi.
Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I have a tendency to talk really loud, so I got to boost up your mic as loud as I can.
That's okay.
There's some wackadoo stuff going on in the States right now.
And
by wackadoo, yeah, I know. It's called people just for some reason. Help me unpackage this. You're a woman. If you were to get raped and you were knocked up and you were like, okay, I have my body, I need to take control of this, and then someone said, oh no, you're not allowed to, because we wrote this bill that's like really just aimed at like politicizing everything and not really, you know, looking out for your best interests. Like, mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? Let's talk about this.
Awful for one, and second of all, not even if I was raped, even if it was consensual, even if it was pleasurable, even if it was normal sex, it's my body. It doesn't have to be rape. It doesn't have to be incest. It's my body.
Yeah.
And yes, especially those cases, especially those cases, but in all cases, it just needs to be the women's right. It needs to be the women's choice.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're doing to... That's what they're taking away, and even in the most extreme cases.
Just to give all of our listeners who are tuning in, there was a bill that was highly talked about in the news yesterday because it was going to vote,
mm-hmm.
and it ended up being passed in Alabama where...
Yeah, by 25-6. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Like, not even...
First
like,
of all, mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. That, and it was 25 men, wasn't it?
Yeah, all white.
Yeah.
All men.
I have the list of it. I could go through the names. If you go on CNN and just do a quick search or anywhere Google, you'll find the names of the men. And it's really irrelevant anyways. It's the fact that it's a bunch of dudes that are voting on a woman's choice. And I would contend that many of these men, I wouldn't say that maybe them specifically, but how many congressmen have had mistresses that they may have knocked up and are probably going to be pretty quick to say, hey, here's some hush money, or better yet, here, let me ship you off over here and let's get a little procedure done. Yeah, it's just, it's so ridiculous that that same stuff isn't afforded to other people. So yeah, 25 to 6 men. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? What's going on?
I think it's sad. I think it's disturbing.
Yeah.
I think it's gross.
Yeah.
I think it's calculated. That's a big thing too. It's so calculated to overturn the general precedent that has been used in all states.
Right. Which was Roe v. Wade.
Exactly.
It was a constitutional right for a woman to choose what she did with her body. And just to be very clear, what makes Alabama the exception to the abortion legislation rules in the states and any other state is that you cannot get an abortion like the day after there is a fetus found inside of you. There's no like 6 week leniency period. No, it's like,
which is already so low. That's already so soon.
Right.
But yeah, it's just getting more and more extreme. It's insane.
Yeah. The only stipulation is that a woman cannot can have a medically induced miscarriage or abortion if there's a threat to her own health, which mm-hmm. basically just underscores that women are vessels for childbirth and nothing much else.
Exactly.
Nancy, are you a vessel for childbirth and childbirth only?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I don't even want kids.
You know what? You and me both. I used to really want them when I was younger. And of course, I was like, I need to have a child because I would love to see a mini me running around, which would be a terror. But then I thought to myself, I'm like, you know what? If I really just wanted a kid, I'd probably just adopt, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
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 Because there's so many unwanted children out there, and there's going to be even more now that abortions aren't a thing in certain areas.
Now, what are you studying in university? Because I know that you're in university right now.
Yeah, I'm doing my master's in public policy and law at York U.
Oh, hello.
In Toronto.
Okay, so this is probably something that's heavily going to be discussed, I'm sure, mm-hmm. in the classroom. What's like a lawyer stance to this? Like, let's play armchair lawyer for a moment.
I could go on for a long time about this. But the thing is, with law, it was always created from like the days of like Aristotle to be an unbiased, uninterpreted, mostly unbiased thing. Mm-hmm. But the states has since completely shat on that, for lack of a better term.
Well, yeah,
and it is now the judicial branch is one of the most biased, like anything in government is so biased. And as of right now, it's biased way to the right. So that's what I mean when I say they're taking advantage of this right-wing biased judicial branch. And that's why they're making these extreme laws to get the case up to the Supreme Court and basically overturn this precedent that has created abortion laws and basically allowed them since Roe v. Wade passed mm-hmm. X amount of years ago. Yeah. So from a legal stance, this is strategic and calculated, and my biggest fear is that it's going to work.
Well, and the thing is, it's already, you have Georgia, Kentucky, I think Ohio. That are all like teetering on the, like, if you are 6 weeks past due, or 6 weeks, the fetus is 6 weeks old. Anything after that? No, there's no way for you to have an abortion. What the exception to Alabama's rule is that you cannot have an abortion at all. Like the minute you find out you're pregnant, the day later, if you pee on the strip, the 2 or 3 days after you, have some
fun. And they know this is unconstitutional. They know it.
You're right. But
and they're trying to change the Constitution.
Exactly. They're trying to change the Constitution by using very nefarious means, by trying to get mm-hmm. a bill passed that is completely impassable at a Supreme Court level. However, they now think they can because the Supreme Court is pretty much almost stacked against people who are pro-abortion.
Yeah.
or pro-choice is probably the better way of putting it. One thing I want to say, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to have a friend, Tara, who's going to be calling in quite soon. I just want to ask you, is this something that we need to be careful about in Canada? Like, do we need to be watching out more? Like, is our public policy quite open to choice?
Okay, I'm so glad you asked that because we so often look at this as
a U.S. thing,
like we're immune to it. There's an MPP in Ontario and two others, but I'm only remembering one of their names because he's kind of at the forefront of it, named Sam Oosterhoff. And he is a 21-year-old member of the Premier's office or the Conservative Party, which is a majority party that's leading Ontario right now.
Yes.
And he has said in what's called March for Life, whatever, rally last week, that he would like to see something along the lines of abortion abolished in our lifetime. And now he definitely isn't the majority, or maybe he is, but the Conservatives is just kind of, you know, I don't know, let it slide, but he doesn't seem like the majority of Conservatives' viewpoints right now. But the fact is, he's been elected, he feels this way, and his party is the majority. So he has a larger platform than a lot of people. And thus,
the Handmaid's Tale begins. I wonder if what Margaret Atwood would have to feel on this. I wish I had enough pull to get her on the show. I should definitely try. Look, I got my friend Tara calling in. Really good to talk to you, Nancy. Thank you for staying up very late.
Too.
Nancy.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, thank you. Everyone, Nancy is in the East Coast. She stayed up very late so she could be on the show. Much appreciated. I have Tara right now on air. Tara, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for coming on tonight's show. I really appreciate it. Last minute, I was throwing out my DMs to everyone that I knew to try to get people to come on the show. And I have a very special guest who's going to be coming on later.
Awesome.
But you're very special myself. Tell me more about you. Tell our listeners about who you are.
Hi, I'm Tara. I play guitar in a band called Strange Breed.
Yeah! We love Strange Breed.
Oh, thank you.
I'm actually going to be playing Sharks by you later.
Oh, awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love that. Yeah. I love the track. It's good. You have a couple of songs. For those of you who don't know, Tara, she plays in Strange Breed. We did an episode of Jam Journals with her and her other amazing kick-ass band members. And you have a music video out right now called Consent, and also please remind me, I'm somehow going mysteriously blank and I don't know why. Closer, that's the other song.
No worries. Yeah, we just came out with that one, but we were at the forefront, I guess. Like, well, not at the forefront, but we would like to write our songs about, you know, political awareness and try to keep as relevant as possible. So,
always say that punk music is public policy writ into lyrics. It is so powerful. Yeah. It wasn't until that I really started studying public policy and sociology that I started to get really into punk music. And then I came across your band and I said, oh, this is so cool. But look, I'm not going to sit here and circle jerk with as much as that would be bizarrely strange to have happen in real life on a Wednesday. Tell me what you think about this bill that has come to fruition in Alabama that basically says that women cannot have an abortion, not even if they are raped or there is forms of incest. They can't get an abortion at all unless they are in physical harm. And if someone does perform this illegal abortion in the state of Alabama, they can be sentenced up to 99 years in prison. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I can't believe that constantly women's bodies are up for debate. I can't believe that this is a constant problem. Like, I remember being young and listening to this on the news, like my grandmother having it on the TV, and it was constantly, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats, and it was always a common theme when it came to political debates. And it's just unbelievable, you know, that it's 2019 and it's still happening. And it's just so deeply saddening, you know, and I can't believe, you know, we have so many, as you referenced earlier, we had so many men on the Senate, and it was, you know, has absolutely nothing to do with them. And they got 100% of the vote. You know, they didn't have any women a part of that. And, you know, it was 6 to 25. That's totally mind-boggling for me. But I'm hoping that because the majority of the country still is pro-choice, I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot of pressure on them to reconsider what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get back to allowing women to have the ability to make a decision, because there's been so many positive social changes once you had abortion. Like, I unfortunately I'm blanking right now too.
I totally understand, because yeah. Abortion is a very difficult topic, because not every woman has had one. Not every woman yeah. may be in the position to get one or yeah. required to. And there's also many different types of abortion. We look at abortion, it's highly politicized. We see it as this evil threat to life. We mm-hmm. see this as a danger, as an atrocity, as some form of Holocaust to children, when really, mm-hmm. in fact, it is, quite frankly, saving people, saving lives. I've had friends who have had endopic pregnancies where, for those of you who don't know, it's, and I'm sure you do, Tara, because you're fabulous, mm-hmm. but I don't know how knowing about endopic pregnancy is considered fabulous, but whatever, tonight it is. But it's when the egg gets fertilized in the fallopian tube. And the baby starts to get born in there, and a woman can die. Like, your uterus yeah. can rupture, your fallopian tubes can rupture. These are very serious, life-threatening things. And now, I guess people who are proponents of the Alabama abortion ban would say, well, hey, you know, we have a provision in here that allows for you to still get a medically, the medical procedure done to save your life via abortion. But what this doesn't do is stop people who are like half my friends that I knew, who are like girls. They were like 17, 18. Like, we're going out, we're living our lives, we're drinking. Maybe yeah. like, you know, we're in university, doing grad school. I don't know. And there's so many circumstances that come into play. And I feel like it's your own personal choice. Like, who are you to say that girl over there should not be allowed to terminate that child, yet mm-hmm. what are you going to do to help it when it's born? I don't know.
I find that a lot of people, you know, there's this, you know, you want to save the child or whatever reasons that you're, you know, anti-abortion, but, you know, you turn your back on people who need help. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that that's everybody out there. Like, obviously there will be some people that step up, but I mean, look at the foster system. Look at how many people need homes, and you know, you don't see a whole lot of these people going out, hey, you know, anti-abortion, but look at all these people that I have supported by saving these yeah. children, yeah. you know, that I don't see the results from that, you know, and I haven't seen, you know, good results from being anti-abortion. It's yeah. just, It obviously goes into the cycle of poverty and everything else that comes from it, right?
It's pretty wild. If you had a baby right now, would you be able to afford it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't afford myself.
Now, does that mean that you should withhold sex and do everything short of having a hysterectomy just to not have a baby? No. Yeah.
No, we're all human. We're all human.
Well, I don't know. Some days I feel superhuman, but that's just me. Yeah. Okay, look, yeah. I'm going to let you go. I have my friend Jess Wadsworth is going to be calling in soon. Tara, awesome. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. Hello, I have Jess Wadsworth. Jess, I'm not giving out names.
Hi.
What am I doing? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know, it's Wednesday and I'm talking about abortion, and a bunch of flyover state jugheads are deciding to essentially prohibit women from just, you know, having a brain in the 21st century. How are you this evening?
Yeah, I'm livid. Everybody I know is pretty livid about this. And yeah. I work in film and television, and I just heard that Jordan Peele is actually going to still continue to film down there his new TV series. So he's going to donate all the profits towards fighting the law.
That's...
So he's going to donate the legal fund, which is better than nothing. Yeah.
Speaking of that, I will say Netflix, they shoot a large amount of their shows in Georgia, who is also kind of curtailed this, or also jumped on the bandwagon of changing their abortion rights. And there's a small amount of people who are out on the internet saying, hey, Netflix, can you like not do that? Because you're basically supporting through tax dollars a system that's not wanting to use those tax dollars to enrich the health of its women. So what are your thoughts on that? Are you going to cancel your Netflix subscription if they continue?
Ooh.
I am.
Ooh.
I'm 100. I already canceled it.
Yeah, that's a great. I hadn't actually thought of doing that, but I'm not that jazzed about Netflix right now anyway, so that's probably a good idea.
Are you watching Dead to Me on Netflix? I just binged that series.
No, I haven't watched it yet. Is it any good?
It's damn good. I watched the whole, like, Christina Applegate just gets me in every place. I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome.
She's
sure.
Cool. Abortion. It's weird. It's funky. Also, like, do you know, like, what sort of different types of, like, why would someone want to get an abortion? Let's just answer that question, because there's many different reasons, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. There are many different reasons. I've had two abortions, and I had two after I was already a mother.
Wow.
So I had a small child. I was still married at the time to be my daughter's father, but I just knew that I could not have any more kids.
Yeah.
I just knew that it was going to have a really negative effect on me and my life,
yeah.
And that in turn, right, an unhappy mother can't raise happy children, as they say. And I knew that was going to be a bad decision for me. I could feel it in every fiber of my body.
Yeah.
And both procedures, like I had one surgical abortion and then one with the abortion pill, neither are a walk in the park, although I was really fortunate to be in Vancouver at the Willow Clinic, the Women's Willow Clinic. For both of those, I was counseled and made to know that I was not alone and that women of all walks of life cut through every socioeconomic barrier or glass ceiling, occupation, education level, all women will, of every walk of life, choose to have an abortion if they feel that they want to, and it's their decision to.
Well,
I just feel really, I'll just say one last thing, and you can ask another question or two or whatever, but I really feel it's important for women to hear other women say that they've had abortions. Like,
100%.
Yeah, it's not something that we need to keep hidden away or secret or private. It's very much something that should be part of talking about any aspect of women's reproductive health, like our periods and our uteruses and whatever else we got going on. Same with, you know, men's health. You got to talk about the stuff that's not pretty, right?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's really great that you're talking about this and inviting women to talk about it on your show, because I just want listeners to hear it and know that it's their choice, their decision.
I'm just going to quickly turn on your mic for a little second because I'm getting a little feedback, but I'm going to turn it right up as soon as you start speaking. One thing that I want to say is that I know, starting off in broadcasting, that the things you never talk about are abortion, religion, politics. There's like a whole plethora of things. And what I've realized from studying broadcasting and just watching television and consuming media is that media has become very formatted and structured and very advertiser friendly. And what ends up happening is we have a lot of big, important discussions that are not had. So people don't talk about abortion on the 5 o'clock news on the Happy Community Station because it's not appealing to advertisers. So thank you for saying that, because I'm taking a big risk for sure by talking about something like this. Everything is very saved in this digital age, so it can be brought up at a later date to be thrown in my face. But if there's one thing that I will always believe in, is that we can change stigma. I know myself, I used to have lots of racist tendencies and just like pretty hard colonial beliefs. And just through like education, I was able to really reshape that stigma and turn it into compassion. So thank you for coming on. And is there anything else you want to say while you have this platform before I go to the next caller?
Just that, women's reproductive health is something that we're going to have to keep saving over and over again. Even in Canada, there are groups of people that would like to see abortion made illegal. So we have to keep educating over and over each new generation. So it's like saving the rainforest. We don't ever get to put this conversation down.
Yeah. No, we got to keep this going.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know what, Jess, thank you very much. I want to get together with a cocktail with you. And actually, I have a question for you. Was it you that has the friend who has the old church that's turned into a house?
Yes.
Is that the one that's... Lindsay. Okay, I was just at Le Faux Bourgeois. Is it right beside it?
It's not that one. No, it's down in Strathcona, actually. And it's really easy to miss because it doesn't have a high steeple.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? If there's anything someone loves in Alabama, it's a high steeple. Jess, thank you for calling into tonight's show. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We have with us Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing really good. I'm doing acrobatics right now with my fingers. I'm playing around with this insane soundboard, and I'm right now like looking up lots of different information. I have a lot of things going on. A lot different than playing music and then just talking about weird and wacky news in between.
Fair, but a change.
I'm really liking this. I'm also really liking having a lot of different voices on. So what's your voice on abortion? I want to hear about it.
There's just so many thoughts that are in the head, right? Like,
yeah,
listening to the show and hearing everyone, I just agree with everyone, like, wholeheartedly on everything, in the sense of, you know, it's a woman's choice, you know, the hypocrisy that's going on right now. You know, I know that someone previously mentioned the 25 to 6, just that number alone, pretty much says it all in every aspect of it, you know, and it is part of a bigger picture that's a scarier picture, a scarier problem in the bigger scheme of things. And it scares me that it's 2019, that this is something that we're still discussing at this stage in the game, you know, like, it's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's really bizarre. One thing I do want to mention, though, it's not just the 25 men. This bill was really sort of pushed forward by Terry Collins, who's a representative, and also the governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, who I'm just like, show some compassion. Like,
how can you be a woman and make that call? Like, I know that may be a very, like, bold thing to say, but it's... It scares me.
I do want to say, K. Ellen Ivey, I'm reading this off of Wikipedia, because I'm a genius, and that's how you get through your undergraduate degree, is by looking at Wikipedia first. K. Ellen Ivey is an American politician. She is serving as the 54th governor of Alabama since 2017. She's a member of the Republican Party, and she previously was the 38th Alabama state treasurer. From 2003 to 2011. Those are the Bush years and a little bit of our lovely friend Obama. She is 74 years old. I would imagine that in 74 years of life, you would somehow come to change your mind and show some compassion towards your fellow, women. I don't understand.
I mean, I don't understand it, Andrew. Like, I don't understand. I mean, I think we need to have like a whole... collective of people that just scream very loud that like this is evident like misogyny, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost, to me, in my mind, I look at this as like a hate crime.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's like it can't be any clearer than that, right? Like, it's absolutely atrocious in my opinion. It makes me so angry, and like that's what I, you know, that's what I said earlier.
I mean, I want to make the show very tangible to people. I feel like when discussions like this are raised, they can get very academic.
Of course.
And that can become very classist and really alienate people. I know myself, when people used to throw large academic words around before I even went to university in my early 20s, I was like, ew, you guys suck. You guys are like super full of yourselves. Like, I don't want to listen to anything you have to say. So breaking it down, not using big words like, you know, patriarchy or anything like that, but like, I think there really needs to be a reshaping and a dismantling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, definitely. I think that people need to educate themselves. Like, you touched on it so many times throughout this conversation tonight, where you have to know what's going on. You have to educate yourself. And, you know, I feel ignorance is bliss in this sense that people just are kind of ignoring this huge issue that, you know, if you just read the facts that are out there, it's right in front of you, you know? So I can't agree with you more.
I have three ladies, I think, that are outside the studio right now. One of them is doing acrobatics. I want to let them come into the station right now and talk about women's rights and women's health and this horrible, atrocious bill that got passed in Alabama about the abortion laws. Ladies, do you want to come in to the studio? I see these ladies outside. Here's what I'm going to do. You know what, Vicky? I'm going to let you bounce. I'm going to bring in some ladies. I need to bring in some more voices. We got to hurry because I have a very special guest that's going to be on the show. Her name is and she is really, really fun. I'm not going to tell you the full who it is, but let's get to some music. I'm going to bring in these lovely ladies who are outside. It is Wednesday. I'm Andrew Willis. This is Andyland Radio. And up next on the show, we are going to play, who should we play? Oh, I know. Let's just play some Strange Breed. Yeah, let's do that. It's Strange Breed next on Andyland Radio.
You can bend until you break, you won't get away. He won't turn a blind eye at a girl like you, babe.
Andyland Radio. I am joined with some fun two ladies that were just outside the studio. What are your names? Ladies, say hello.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Bree.
Did you know you cannot get an abortion if you want one in Alabama?
I have heard, unfortunately, yeah, yes.
Twitter. Yeah. And guess who else we have here? We have Hollis on the phone. Say hello, Hollis.
Hello, Hollis.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I'm trying to talk a little louder into your phone because you're being overpowered by two powerful women in front of me.
All right. All there you go. Well, that's good. There can be three of us then.
Oh, my God. I'm blown away. You're blowing the circuits out of here. First, I want to get to Hollis before I get to these two guests that are here right now in studio. Hollis, how do you feel about this? Sound off. Abortion is illegal, basically. And 99 years, yeah. You can go to jail. That's insane.
Yeah. I feel pretty angry, to be honest. I'm feeling pretty upset about the whole thing. It's really hard to not have this like overwhelming feeling of defeat when something like this happens.
Right.
But I also know that there, you know, for every woman out there who's had an abortion, every single woman who feels that she should have had a choice is behind her right now and is backing her right now. And that's really important.
Ladies, do you believe in this or do you?
Oh, it frustrates me. Absolutely. Yeah. But I feel like
I don't think you support women. I don't know. Get that weird stench from you.
I just can't understand how anyone feels positively about this. It just emanates this like insane amount of like frustration and anger. And
yeah.
I maybe there is positive press around this, but from my end, in my bubble, it seems like everyone is very frustrated.
Hollis, and you're included in this question. Do you just like go out and get a random abortion after like, you know, a one night stand? Like, is that just kind of like a thing? Like you're just like having abortions left, right and center. Women, I'm sure there are people I'm sure that believe this. Who wants to go first? Hollis?
I'll go first. You know, I do it all the time. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding. I think that
it's a weekend.
Yeah, totally. No, I think that there's some weird stigma around it that maybe women don't take it seriously, but I think that people don't understand what a traumatizing experience it is, no matter what the circumstance, whether or not it's your birth control failed or you were a victim of sexual assault. There is still trauma associated with it. Getting an abortion is not a walk in the park. It's not just like, oh, I'm just going to go do that today.
Yeah. Ladies, I want to ask you this question. If you had to carry around a child within you after being raped and it was from your rapist, that's how you were. I mean, I'm sorry. And just for those of you who are listening, one of the girls who's in here with me, unexpected, this was not planned to have her on as a guest. So I do apologize. This is very difficult to talk about. Would that be something that's very hard for you to do? I mean, to carry around the child of your rapist. I mean, that would be very difficult. I mean, not to say that child is innocent in that case, but I mean, the PTSD of every day waking up and feeling that trauma.
I personally could not even imagine what that would be like.
Yeah.
I think one thing also that like also just kind of referencing back to the last question that people don't realize is it's super hard to get pregnant. Like people who are trying to have a really difficult time doing that. And so like for that, you know, random chance to happen through something that's like just so traumatizing, I think would make everything even worse. Like, yeah. I think I can only imagine that into the future, it would cause
there
a lot more trauma.
There are two men outside of the station.
They look like happy fellas.
They look like they voted in the Alabama Senate.
Sure hope not.
They look evil. I don't know. Women, should we kill them?
Oh, man. There's so many questions.
We should educate them. We should educate them. Don't kill them.
Okay.
Just educate.
One of the guys is outside the station. He has a lighter, and he's about to burn a Discorder magazine. First of all, that's a hate crime because I'm in that issue, and I'm gay, and I take big offense. You know what I don't take big offense is that beautiful mustache. You're hot. What's your name? What's his name?
Like
Victor.
Victor, is he one of your boyfriends?
Hers.
Hers.
Hello.
Can I have him for the weekend? While you're getting an abortion out of Alabama State?
You have to ask his
fly me there.
First.
Right
I have
away.
To be fair.
Oh, geez. And who else is out there waiting?
Oh, God, I don't know.
What are you girls doing here on campus anyways? Let's just like
This is my very first. I actually finished school 3 weeks ago. I've never been to a pit night, so I thought, why not?
The pit's dead in the summer.
Yeah, but I still haven't been, so this was my final chance.
Where are you from?
From Toronto, and I'm going back in 2 weeks.
Are you doing grad school there?
No, I'm getting a job.
Doing what? I'm going to be going out there to go to Ryerson for a master's of journalism.
Oh, for your master's?
Oh, cool.
Ryerson has such a nice new student building. That's very off topic.
It's okay.
Yeah. I have my cousin went there, and one of my best friends from high school did journalism for their bachelor's.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to get a job in sustainable development, hopefully.
Okay. You hippie. You're hippie! Sorry, I don't know what to say.
But, you know, stopped
okay.
by.
Yeah.
You well, know, go CITR. Woo!
Look, things are getting dismantled. I had some sound effects go off. Ladies, I'm going to say goodbye to you, to both of you.
Worries.
And then I'm
going
to finish this off with Hollis, and then we have to get to my very special guest who's going to be on in like in 5 minutes. So, ladies, thank you very much.
Thank
and by the way, tell your
much.
Boyfriend he's hot. If you're down to
I'm
slang,
sure he can hear this.
I'm sure he can. This is my way of saying it. If he's down for a good time, honey, Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central, I'm here in the building, ready to give some killer beach. Okay, bye, ladies. Have fun.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
bye,
you.
Dirty Stash. What's his name?
Victor.
Oh, that name Victor is even hotter.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's hot. Okay, bye, ladies.
You have a great night.
Yeah, okay, you too. Have fun at the pit. All right, have fun with Victor. Make sure to wear a condom. You can't get an abortion in Alabama. Oh, okay, hello, how are you, Hollis?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
That just went off the rails. It was weird. I get so dick crazy, you have no idea. Like, I see a hot, tall, skinny, beautiful man with a mustache, and I'm just, like, freaking ready for it. So.
Oh, my God. We super have that in common, then.
Oh, God, I haven't given good head in a while. You know what? I'm talking about abortion.
No
Who
comment.
Cares? I'm just going to throw it out. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. I'm just letting it happen in 2019. I'm just breaking it down. No stigma about sex or anything.
Oh, I love it.
It's
I
weird.
Love it. These discussions need to be open and honest.
Well, I'm glad that you are. Look, I don't know what to do. Baby, any last words on this abortion talk? Because I'm getting over it, and I really want to get to my very special guest pretty soon. What?
Well, basically, I just kind of wanted to talk quickly about my own experience
okay.
with birth control
yeah.
because I used to live in Canada and I moved to the United States.
Yeah.
So I'm from Vancouver originally and I moved to Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
3 years ago. And so one of the things that I did was I didn't know how my reproductive rights were going to be certain moving to the United States. So I actually had to go and get an IUD from a doctor in Canada. And
right.
I did that because I didn't know if I was going to even be able to have access to birth control. Now, I live in Los Angeles. It's a really progressive place. California is really progressive. But clearly, you never know. So I had to go do something that guaranteed me for like 5 to 10 years because I just didn't know. I didn't know if I was going to be able to afford it. I didn't know if my coverage would cover it.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of different parts that kind of come into play
yeah.
in that. And so it's just the whole thing is really scary in general. And then the other thing that I wanted to do is I really wanted to plug an organization for people
okay.
to donate to if they want to help out in any way. Fund, and you can go to their website at
Sorry.
yellowhammerfund.org.
Say that again, Yellowhammer Fund. Your mic cut off for a second.
Yellowhammer Fund.
Okay.
So the color yellow,
yep.
hammer like a tool,
yep.
and fund.org. And they're basically an organization that have been helping patients since last year in Alabama.
Yep.
And basically they help provide funding for people who are seeking care at abortion clinics in Alabama, and they help with travel and lodging for women who are looking for safe abortions. So I figured throw that out there. If anybody does want to help out in any way, that's a great way you can donate to them.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having that last word. Hollis, I love you very much. What is the name, by the way, of your friend, our mutual friend, who loves putting her tuchus out there, and her mom is, like, super young? I know...
Emma, my best friend in the whole world.
Okay, is it Emma? She's like
my roommate. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And she like okay. Talk about a girl who loves her body, and I'm so into that. Like,
oh, I know. She's
yeah.
an inspiration.
I know, and she's thick, and I love it. She's just so she's
oh
soaking
gosh,
up all
I
that
know.
LA sun. Any plans for you while you're in LA? What are you doing there, by the way? I haven't talked to you in like forever.
I've been working really hard doing a lot of photography. That's kind of been my main game lately.
Do you have dual citizenship?
Kind of just, I do, yeah. So both my parents are U.S. citizens, and so they were just really smart, and they set me up with it when I was born.
Oh,
so I've
God.
Had my social and my passport and everything ever since I was a child.
Yeah. I really want to work for NBC Universal, so, like, I can't do that, unfortunately, because I don't have a work visa, and I'm not studying in the States to do it, so I'm kind of, my hands are tied.
They can be really strict about visas, too.
Oh,
they basically
God, yeah.
don't want to give you one unless you can prove that you're bringing something to the United States that no American can possibly do.
Yeah. One thing I'll say before I move forward is I think this whole abortion thing ties into the heavy militarization of the United States, and that people
yeah.
are basically barcodes, and it's really bizarre. It's a really strange
yeah.
system. Yeah. Like,
yeah, and I mean, I think religion also has played a really huge role in it as well. I don't personally feel comfortable having a bunch of old white guys, you know, try to police my body because of what their personal religious
yeah.
beliefs are.
Yeah.
That doesn't really fly with me.
Yeah. Okay, honestly, Hollis, I'm going to talk to you in the midnight hour when it's just you and me on the phone chit-chatting about lots of things. It might be after I make out with that hot guy, Victor, with the hot mustache. Oh, he was so cute. Thanks
right,
for calling into
details.
Tonight. Yes, anytime. Next on the show, we are going to have my very special guest. Her name is Kelly Catrone. You're going to want to stick around for this. Next on the show, we're going to have Rebel Girl by Bikini Kill. I had to think about that for a second. On Andyline Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Bikini Kill, Rebel Girl on Andyland Radio. Get your crystals, sage, and Anne Dubelmuster out of your closet because we are about to go on a late night date with the divine. Our next guest has rocketed from normal to far from nowhere. A New Yorker through and through, she was raised red but speaks blue. A fashion publicist for over 30 years, she has represented clients in the music industry like Bob Guccione, Eartha Kitt, Frank Sinatra, Nile Rodgers, and Mark Ronson, and fashion brands like Jeremy Scott, Valentino, and Vivienne Westwood, just to name a casual few. Her book, If You Have to Cry, Go Outside, is a staple for all gays and girls wanting to make it in the fashion industry, and her sophomore book titled Normal Gets You Nowhere speaks to building your tribe and being the bearer of truth in whatever work you are doing, and she is really seriously dedicated to not defending mediocrity, which it appears that a lot of people are these days. Far from mediocre, it is Kelly Catrone.
Yo, Andy.
Now, Kelly, I really need to ask you something because we're doing tonight's show surrounded around the abortion ban bill that was passed yesterday in Alabama. And I just want to know, how will the recent banning of abortion in Alabama impact women in that state or perhaps even nationally?
Well, I mean, I think it impacts women globally, because I think that when people think of the United States, they normally think of it, you know, as a place where women have equal rights, but we don't. So it's almost kind of great in a way that it happened here, because, you know, it's like, yeah, this is the United States. And so people, you know, are talking about, how has it impacted women? Women don't have equal rights in New York State. They don't have equal rights anywhere. You know, I mean, how can people be surprised when you saw the setup that was going into the Supreme Court with Trump? You know, states like Alabama, yeah, they're the same people that, you know, fly Confederate flags. They're the same people that believe that, you know, owning other human beings and having them work for you for free, you know, they believe they have the right to do that too. And they also are the same people who believe that their God, who's 4,000 years older than the other gods, right, is the right God.
Oh, absolutely. You raise a really great point, actually. In fact, you talk about the concept of God and monotheism in your books, If You Have to Cry, Go Outside, and Normal Gets You Nowhere. How does monotheism affect women as, say, decision makers?
Monotheism hates women. Monotheism hates women.
Yeah.
My theory, it's true. There's no female godhead in any monotheistic religions. You know, the Jews made Lilith. You know, she's the filthy whore. Christianity, you know, gave us Eve. You know, she's so weak. So weak.
Then
she gets made from Adam's rib. Like, these stories are ridiculous. So, you know, people tried to own God. They tried to make God into a brand. And they made a brand out of their concept of what God was. I think along the way, they couldn't control their sexuality, or they didn't want to, so they kicked the feminine out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every other religion, Buddhism, Hinduism, voodoo, they all have female goddesses, all of them.
Yeah.
And they all have superpowers, you know, so, you know, this woman hating has been going on. People have made religions out of it. I think that 6 million women were killed over the period of the Templars and the Crusaders, when, you know, the Romans and the Catholics and the Christians were branded and owning God. That's what they did to the feminine.
What I find so fascinating about this whole bill and the argument for anti-abortion is that it's really being carried as a bill by Representative Terry Collins and Alabama Governor Kay Ivey.
I think that their fervor is reflective of their belief system, you know, and I'm not saying that what they're believing in is wrong for them, but the issue is not that. I don't agree with it personally, but I agree that those people have the right to think that life starts with a heartbeat and abortion should be illegal, especially in Bible Belt places. Like, and if that's what you all believe in and you all want to kind of live together and have this, you know, agreed upon concept of reality, is it any better or different than my agreed concept of the fashion world in New York or Paris? No.
No.
So I believe in the right to do that. The thing that I don't believe in is someone else's right being taken away to do what they want and what aligns with their reality. That's really the issue. The issue is not like, are those people wrong and bad for believing that, you know, Jesus Christ is blah, 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 and women should blah, 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 and this is what life is. They can think whatever they want. I can think my name is Susie, wear pink, and that I'm in the ballet. It doesn't mean that I am, but I have the right to believe that.
I can agree that I don't think we should be policing people's belief systems, and in that, women have the right to choose. What are some of the other issues that you would say, Kelly, on the topic that you can really raise?
First of all, there's a lot of issues about this, but really, the government getting involved with anybody's physical bodies is absolutely ridiculous. Okay.
Yeah.
It's totally ridiculous and scary. All right. So people should just be scared about that. That's one. Two, like, women's rights, there's no such thing. They don't really have any. And the whole world gets excited that, oh, great, women in Saudi Arabia are given the right to drive. Oh, good. So after your husband pours battery acid on your face, you can drive yourself to the hospital. And I'm not saying that, you know, all guys in the Middle East are like this, but what are we applauding?
Yeah.
You know, what are we applauding?
I would like to ask you then, is there a difference between, say, women's rights and human rights?
There's no such thing as women's rights. Okay. there's human rights, but people don't agree on human rights, which is why I hate talking about God, because it comes down to human rights. And nobody believes in human rights.
So I think then that this speaks to a higher issue about how we choose to govern others rather than choosing what works best in governing ourselves. And this speaks very highly to the main argument about abortion, which is that it is a case-by-case scenario and does not speak to every circumstance. And definitely, I think perhaps polytheism and monotheism really kind of ties into this.
Yeah, every other place in the whole wide world that's existed way longer than this part of the world has polytheism, which includes the feminine in the Godhead. There's only three that don't. And those three groups of the monotheism who killed all of the feminine, they're also the ones who killed every other group of people that didn't agree with them, including the indigenous people. You can say what you want, but yeah, they can go ahead and practice. But those people all got slaughtered. You know, they did it in the United States. We have a holiday for it. It's called Thanksgiving. This is like another fake fucking thing that never happened, you know, that people are selling all the time through PR and through concepts. That never fucking happened. The Pilgrims and the Indians were never friends, okay? The Pilgrims had guns and the Indians didn't. It still took them 100 years. You know, we're great at Thanksgiving, don't you?
Roosevelt.
Yes,
it was Roosevelt.
Coming Roosevelt. Out of your American history,
I'm too American for some people here in Canada, for sure. I do sometimes feel a little alienated. There is a remark that really struck me. The very poignant Democratic State Senator Linda Coleman Madison, she said that this bill is really about control. Can you speak to how this bill is effectively a bill to control women, or about something even deeper than that?
It's not about control. I mean, white men control everything. Boom. There you go.
Yeah.
Look around globally. That's just the answer. So the issue is not about control. I mean, it's about, I think that the deep issue is separatism, you know, and then people finding belief systems to support their need to be separate. So, you know, most of the people that seem to do that split it between men and women and God. That seems to be the deduction, you know, of like, you know, this is the reality that we want to live in. It's the best reality, so we're going to do this. You know, it's absolute hatred of the feminine. And there's no care or concern in any part of messaging that any women get, including the type of programming on TV, including the type of women in fashion and in magazines. And people can write me and say, oh my God, well, you make these images. I know the images that I create. They're really progressive, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I went into, you know, an industry that dumbs women down on one level to help not be part of that and help transform and change an industry.
Yeah.
It's like, but you look around, and I hate to say it, you know, because women are the life bringers. Forget about what race or any of that stuff. All women in the whole wide world, we're birthing the next generation of humanity. And in my mind, for the messages that they get every day, which is like, have your boobs look good, be skinny, be quiet, be pretty, be agreeable, do these things, and you're going to get everything you want, sweetie. As long as we keep the life bringers of the next generation in these type of discussions, looking at them as sexual objects, looking like you're smarter and stronger and better than them because you're a man, looking that they should go out and make $100,000 and still do the dishes when they come home. This type of thinking globally is going to continue to raise toxic generations of humanity. And every generation, humanity gets sicker and sicker and more violent and more twisted. And
well,
you have to think about what the patriarchy has done.
Well, then you really answered my follow-up question, which is how can men be allies?
To be allies, they can start by being men. So they should figure out what that fucking means. You know,
I couldn't agree more.
Supporting and protecting and fighting for what you believe in, creating a statement that things are going to be physically safe, you know, and being intelligent and forming a partnership where, you know, regardless if whatever your qualities are with the other woman, you can, there should be no difference. No, women don't have to go and say, hey, you should treat these guys better. We don't have to do that. Why? Because they get everything. You don't have to go fight for them. They have everything they fucking want and need, and they believe they deserve it. Even when it gets out of hand, they still believe. Look at Elliot Spitzer. He went and he was going to eradicate prostitution. ends up being the biggest customer in the call ring. The girl, who's a cute girl, Ashley Dupre, she becomes a filthy whore, and he becomes part of the nudge, wink, wink, good on you club. I mean, come on.
We're running short on time, Kelly, and I really want to get to a few more questions with you. As a gay male, how can we not perpetuate this toxic masculinity that you speak of? And how can we just be better allies to women? Are we even good allies to women? Like, I don't even know sometimes.
Is there a better ally to a woman than a gay man? I don't think there's anybody better to a woman than a gay man, including her own husband and probably even her own God. I mean, historically, it's been proven it's the best ally.
Okay. Kelly, this has been a blast. You're sexy. I am definitely entranced by you. I'm really turned on in weird, strange ways. I'm totally questioning my sexuality at this point. You're definitely my girl crush right now, and have been for many years, for almost like a decade. I love you so much. You should really have me over. I will lick as many envelopes as you want. I will run out, grab your coffee, no questions asked, and I will use common sense, which appears to be very uncommon these days. Before I leave, I must ask, I really feel like Alessandro Michel is picking up on this queer intersectional youth movement that is going on right now, and he's really incorporating it into Gucci. You're a fashion publicist. Let's ask one fashion question before you leave. What do you think?
I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah. I love it.
What they're doing there. He's fun. Yeah, fashion needs to be fun.
He's supporting the glitter industry. And I bought so much glitter makeup
everything.
Now.
Sorry. I'm sitting here. I just got some Princess Vintage Hambley vintage princess stickers that are all glitter that I've been buying up on eBay.
Nice.
So yes, we love Gooch.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelly. You are the best.
All right,
Kelly Catrone, ladies and gentlemen. Damn. This is pretty lit. My very first celebrity interview, and it's Kelly Catrone. What do you know? Kelly Catrone, I don't know how she does this. She is living, breathing fashion, keeping it alive, keeping it relevant, keeping it progressive, and really dedicating her life to making sure she's mentoring a huge village, tribe of people, of life bearers that are coming up in this world to really make a difference out there in their communities. Or at least in New York. I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? Jesus, I got to get out of here. I need to like take a moment to mentally decompress. I know you do too. No band helps me do that a little bit better than Wrong. Woo! They're from Vancouver. They're four badass women who are kicking high, kicking low. I love Amalora Jane. She really rocks a dress like no one's business. And wild sunglasses, let me tell you. When we come back, we're going to have more with some of my friends. We're going to do some more phone calls and talk a little bit more, a little briefly, about the abortion bills going on in Alabama. And then we're going to bounce. Then we're going to get out of here. Wrong Band on Andyland Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. On CITR 101.9 FM.
with Bittersweet on Andalina Radio. I gotta confess something to you. I taped an episode of Jam Journals with Wrong about a month ago, and it's kind of like one of those scenarios where it's like checks in the mail. Like, I swear to you, I'm going to get that episode out. I have an episode still to edit with the Gins and the Pierce Kingans, and then that's it. Then we wrap. We're done with Jam Journals for the season, and then it's over. And then this summer, I might be working on a really good project if we end up getting the money for it, because that's just usually how it goes. But anywho, Wrong Band, Jam Journals, the episode's coming out probably Friday. Who knows? I'll figure it out. Look, I probably got to square some things up with CRTC. I guarantee you we may have one hell of a fine because the amount of F-bombs that Kelly Catrone dropped on air. And I know we don't kind of sort of maybe do have a watershed period where it's like you can do this sort of stuff on air, but yeah, I don't know what to say. All I can say is that if I get fined by the CRTC, which is basically like the FCC but in Canada, but they run things a lot better, let me tell you. I hope I get it for having Kelly Catrone swear on my show. I'd be so honored. I want to let you go with one more thing before we wrap things up here. Busy Phillips, there's this clip of her on her show, which is so sad. It's going to be done on E! She's not going to have her show, Busy Tonight, on E! Anymore. But I guarantee you, I hope NBC is smart enough to pick it up because someone needs to pick up her show because she is such a kick in the butt. I love her so much. She had an Oprah on her show, for Christ's sake. I mean, you know, she's going places. And she just has such a great, candid way of speaking. She's so friendly. And in this clip, which I'm just right now syncing up, she talks openly about her abortion. Let's get this on here because I think it's really important that we do have this put out there, promote it a little bit more, a little heavier. So, here we go. This is Busy Phillips. She talks about, really gets real about her abortion.
Is political, and I have a thing that I would like to say, and I hope that whatever it is that you believe personally, that maybe you'll be open to hearing what I'm saying. So this morning, Georgia's governor signed a bill effectively banning abortion after 5 to 6 weeks into pregnancy. That's before most women even know that they're pregnant. I know that people feel very strongly about abortion, but let me just say this. Women and their doctors are in the best position to make informed decisions about what is best for them. Nobody else. Nobody. And here is the reality. And we know this from before Roe v. Wade was passed. No bill that criminalizes abortion will stop anyone from making this incredibly personal choice, but these laws will put more women at risk. Every woman deserves compassion and care, not judgment and interference when it comes to their own bodies. The statistic is 1 in 4 women will have an abortion before age 45. And that statistic sometimes surprises people. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, I don't know a woman who would have an abortion. Well, you know me. I had an abortion when I was 15 years old. And I'm telling you this because I'm genuinely really scared for women and girls all over this country. And I think that we all need to be talking more and sharing our stories more. So let's talk about the Met Gala. Is that...
And then there you go. So then she goes on to speak about the Met Gala. And of course, that was great. But, you know, more groundbreaking things kind of happened as of recently and just kind of juggernauted into the news. So again, this is important. Women out there are speaking and being very brave, talking about their own personal experiences with abortion and the experiences of others. And just we need to really push this out into the forefront. I understand that there are reasons why people would not want to speak openly about abortion. It may risk their career. They may lose their job. Advertisers may be flung around and may jump ship. But luckily here at CITR 101.9 FM, I do not personally have to worry about that. And as a male with tons and tons and tons of privilege and a really awesome voice that loves to get out there and speak about things and really kind of break into the zeitgeist and kind of see what's going on in pop culture and see what's going on in policy and in entertainment and mix it all together, here we are doing it now. So thank you for coming along for this ride. That's it. That's all. I don't know what more I can say about this. I think I've said enough. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can do so. Go to AndyLineRadio.com. They're all there. And as I always like to say to everyone, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndylandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.